Now joining us from Home Talk, we've got Cass in Georgia on the line with a furnace question.
I live in a townhome in Georgia, and it's about 6 years old now. And I was talking with my HVAC guys, and they recommended that I do a service agreement. And what that service agreement was is that they come out twice a year just to check over the system.
Okay.
Is it really worth it?
Now, when they check over the system, do they actually service the heating system and service the air conditioning system when they do that?
Well, I guess that would be according to the definition of service. I don't know what kind of service it really is.
And that's the question, Cass. Yes, they're going to come out and clean the furnace once a year, and they're going to come out and check the function of the air conditioning system, make sure it doesn't need to have refrigerant added, that sort of thing, where they're really doing an evaluation, not just sort of a look-see, but they're actually doing some service work to the system.
Maintenance.
I think it's fine. You know, assuming it's reasonably priced, typically if you need parts or bigger things, then that's not covered. But your system does need to be inspected, in fact, serviced twice a year. In the wintertime, it needs to be cleaned. Now, is this a, let me just clarify, is this a gas-fired system or oil-fired system, or is it electric?
Well, let's see. I get a gas bill and an electric bill.
Okay. I'm sure it's gas then. And yes, see, gas runs, when gas burns, it burns dirty.
Mm-hmm.
It produces...
And can really muck up the whole system.
Yeah, it produces a carbon deposit on the burners. It makes it inefficient. And that has to be cleaned. So that's something you would do, you know, in the fall, September, October timeframe. And then in the spring, May-ish, maybe even a little bit earlier in Georgia, you have them come back and check the function of the air conditioning system. So those two services do need to be done. And if they can cover them in a reasonably priced agreement, I think it's a good idea.
And you want to make sure that that eliminates, you know, the need for service call charges. It should eliminate the need for materials. It should also give you priority should you have a heating or cooling situation that needs to be addressed. You know, it's not, oh, we can't get around to you to 4 weeks, because we have a service agreement with our heating system. And, you know, it has proven to pay for itself over the years.
Well, all right, Cass, I'm glad we gave you some directions, some tips on how to successfully invest in a service agreement for your HVAC system. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.